Satan was defeated on the cross. That's the part which is hardly emphasized. We hear a lot about Jesus died on the cross for us, but that Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. Satan was not defeated until Jesus died on the cross. Even when Jesus was alive, he himself could overcome Satan. That's why in the old, but nobody else. That's why in the entire Old Testament, you read about Satan in Genesis 3, and then you hardly ever read about him in the whole Old Testament. You don't find Satan attacking the prophets or any such thing, because God restrained him. You read about Satan in Job, and there you read about how God restrained Satan from attacking Job beyond a certain limit. But otherwise, you hardly hear about Satan in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, as soon as Jesus came, you find he's constantly encountering the Satan in the demons in people. And then when you come to the Acts of the Apostles, you find the apostles were also encountering demons. And then you come to the epistles, you find overcoming Satan is a major part of the Christian life. Let me just show you two verses. Hebrews 2 and verse 14 and 15. Since the children share in flesh and blood, Jesus also took part of the same. Why? Not just to forgive our sins, which is true, so that he could die. You know, he couldn't die unless he took on a human body. But when he died, through that death, he made powerless the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. So as far as we know, up until the time that Jesus died, Satan had the power of death. I mean, he couldn't touch any God-fearing person without God's permission, as we read in the book of Job. And chapter 2, God said, you can touch his body and make him sick, but you cannot take his life. Satan would have loved to kill Job, but he couldn't. But he did have the power of death. But it says that one who had the power of death, the devil, was made powerless. He wasn't destroyed. Satan is not destroyed. He's hale and hearty. But he does not have power over a person who comes, listen carefully, who comes under the headship of Jesus Christ. If you live under the headship of Jesus Christ, Satan will have zero power over you. He has made him powerless. That's why it's so important for us to live under the headship of Jesus Christ, to bring our families under the headship of Jesus Christ. He made him powerless so that he can deliver or free those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage and slavery. The fear of death is there in all human beings. And it says here that through Christ's death, we are delivered from it. Many of you will admit that you are freed from your sins because you have come to Christ. How many of you knew that Satan was also defeated on the cross? And let me ask you another thing. How many of you have been delivered 100% from the fear of death? You'll gladly acknowledge that you've been delivered 100% from your sins. Past sins. You know the blood of Christ has taken care of us. But here it says, he died to destroy the one who had the power of death, the devil, so that, purpose, that those who through fear of death, do you know that the fear of death, it says in verse 15, brings a slavery. It makes a man a slave. Always afraid of death. What will happen? What will happen? I might get a sickness. I might get cancer. I might get an accident. And we live in that fear. I'm not saying we shouldn't be careful. We must be very, very careful. But there's a lot of difference between careful and living in fear. There's a lot of difference between being careful and being tense and anxious. Anxiety is not part of the Christian life. Carefulness, yes. Jesus was careful. We read in the Gospels that sometimes he would not go to some place where they were trying to kill him. That's just being carefulness. But he wasn't afraid. Never. Jesus was not afraid for one second. But he was careful all the time, and we should be also. but not live in the fear of death because Satan was defeated on the cross. The second verse I want to show you is Colossians in chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, it speaks about the two things that Jesus did for us. First of all, in verse 14, he canceled out, Colossians 2:14, he canceled out the certificate of debt. Every time we sin, it's like we owe a debt to God. I don't know whether you realize that. You have a bad thought, you got into debt to God. You have a bitterness against somebody, you're in debt again. Men are increasing their debt every day. You've got a wrong attitude towards someone. You go and sit and gossip against someone. Your debt is increasing. How many people would increase their financial debt like that? We're so crazy. Financial debt is not as serious as the debt of sin, which destroys our life. And this debt of sin, Jesus, it says in, when Jesus died on the cross, Colossians 2:14, he canceled it out. He paid that debt. Are you making him increase that? Lord, pay this debt also, pay this debt also. Pay this. We should be so careful not to sin. You should be careful not to shout and get angry at your wife or shout and get angry at your husband. That is increasing your debt. That's what Jesus died on the cross for. It's like going to Jesus and say, pay my debt again, pay my debt again, pay my debt again. How many times a day are you going to do it? Are you going to take this matter of debt more seriously? Sin is a debt. Jesus canceled out the certificate of debt, which is against us. Took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. Praise the Lord. There is complete freedom from the debt of sin, from the guilt of sin, through Christ's death on the cross. But if you love the Lord, you will not take advantage of it. The more I meditate on the cross, the more I hate sin. Even the slightest wrong attitude or thought or attitude or word or deed. And then it says here, he took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. And the second thing he did on the cross, verse 15, Colossians 2:15, he disarmed the rulers and authorities, the spiritual rulers and authorities that were cast out of heaven long before Adam was created. And he made a public display of them. On the cross, there was a public display that all the angels could see. And if you have the eyes of faith, you can see it too. Most of you have had the eyes of faith to see Jesus taking your sins on the cross. None of us saw Jesus hanging on the cross. But the eyes of faith have shown you taking your sin on the cross. You need the eyes of faith to see also that he took away the armor, the weapons of these evil rulers and authorities, that they could harm you. They cannot. There is no place for even the slightest fear of Satan in our life. That Satan can attack us, attack our families. He may try, but he's been disarmed. It's like a snake. Satan is pictured like a snake. The snake has not been killed, but it's been paralyzed. You know the difference between a dead snake and a paralyzed snake? You're not afraid of a paralyzed snake if you're sure it's paralyzed. Satan can attack a Christian when he opens the door for the devil. That's a different thing. That paralyzed snake becomes alive again. But he's been defeated. And he has triumphed over all these evil forces. Jesus triumphed over them on the cross. Verse 15, made a public display of them.